Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at
Hi, everyone.
that. Did you see that? It was
I'm
Who are
coming in
you
from the Oregon
today?
coast, and so I wanted to give you guys my view. That's
Yeah.
the ocean behind me.
Nice.
So there is that. But yes, that's where the I was just telling Julia that we were supposed to check in at 4. The show starts at 5, and we couldn't get the code to work. We had to call the peoples, and then they couldn't get it to work. Thank goodness they had like a key for the cleaning people or something in one of those little lockbox things.
Right.
So luckily we had that, or I wouldn't be here. I'd still be standing outside looking at the door
You'd be doing it on your phone. Hello.
they never did figure out the keypad. So.
Oh my goodness.
So here we are, but
Yeah,
it is a
later.
nice place and we got a great view. So
Wonderful.
very exciting. Yeah.
Very cool. And Tiffany is here. She will be helping us with all of you. So keep.
Hello.
Tiffany is really good at that. Whenever we go on trips, that is, I just think that that's Tiffany's role there too.
It is. She kind of herds the cats. I think we should get you a t-shirt, Tiffany.
I'm
Cat
here for hurting the cats. Oh, or cat
herder.
herder. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll
If,
take
you know, if you ever had to go into like an interview or something, you could wear the cat
it.
herder
Yes.
t-shirt because,
You
you
are
know,
my
I know there's a
hired.
lot of,
This is
there,
hired.
yeah.
Yeah. I think I learned it from my dog, or do you think the dog learned it from me? Did you remember? You remember she was like hurting everyone when we all went out and like had
She
to check in on
was.
everyone?
Yeah. Chicken or
Something to
the
ponder on. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting.
So you lovely people that are watching and listening to us tonight and sitting there thinking, I wonder if they'll ever get to it.
Yeah, I know you all wonder that.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get to it. If you guys would like to ask your questions, please put Tiffany in capital letters and ask your question. That way she knows that you want to ask a question and you're not just participating in a chat. So that would be very helpful. Now, if you want to put Goddess Tiffany or Princess Tiffany, we always enjoy that. Always. So please do that.
Tiffany
And then,
especially.
yeah. And then what would you like them to do, Julia?
I would like you to light up your part of the grid by telling us where you are from. That sends a beacon of light out and puts you out there. Ooh, they're showing it. I saw this once before. There's if we want to even look at whatever the energetic thing, it's there's all this stuff around the planet and stuff. When you send that beacon out, it pokes holes in anything negative that's out there. So, boom.
Old pokers,
Yes,
yeah.
hole pokers, do your thing.
Do your thing. Get to
Yep.
poking.
So tell us where you're from, and also it's just so wonderful to see. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's so humbling to see where everybody's from, and then also you guys can see that you're not alone. You're among my, you're of like-minded people all over the world.
Around the world, yeah, everywhere. So cool, yeah. That's right.
And
We want to hear from
Tracy,
you.
what would you like to tell people?
Well, I didn't do any energy updates today, so I guess some of the stuff that I see going on session wise and in my own life is that a lot of people are purging right now. And you know, that's showing up in different ways. For me, it showed up as a head cold last weekend. You guys know I was over there do do do. Oh, you know, we're all kind of doing our thing in the purging and going through the stuff. Being here with the girls this weekend, on the drive-in, we were talking about how October, you know, it's like everybody's kind of sharing their October, and we all had a kind of crazy October. So, you know, we're just really in this energy right now that's creating change. And, you know, to keep it in that light space, it is. That's what it's doing. And sometimes change isn't comfortable, but you know, we can always look back on it and go, oh, I see why that happened now. So I would go this direction or that direction, you know. And so we're in a time of change. And so that's what I would like everyone to know. Buckle up, Don't worry. Be happy. It's all for
love
the, it's all going well, even though you might be in some chaos. It's all working out.
Just remember the saying, all is well, all
Right.
is well. Constantly.
Tiffany, I'm
Well,
muted.
I think there's something going on tonight. It's outside your window. If you look up in the sky, do you have any thoughts about that? Well, not maybe your sky, but my sky. I see it bright, clear, beautiful. It's big, round. Oh, the big full moon.
Is that nice?
My sky is dark. What are you talking about? Well, yes, it's a full moon. Yes. So anything on that?
Yeah, what do you know about that, Tiffany? Quick, Google it. Or if you, as the
It's a
audience, know
beaver. It's the
something.
beaver full moon. I saw that. Let me look
What
if I
does
can find
that
more.
mean?
I
Yeah.
don't know. Let me click. I'll find out.
We know we have astrologers in the audience. Post
It's the
or
beaver
something up
moon,
there
the
for.
last super moon of 2024.
Ooh.
That's
All
gotta
right.
be something then.
We're in a super moon.
All
All
right.
right.
Well, you guys can keep talking while I
Okay.
Googles.
Google.
And she'll let us know anything else we need to know about that. You know
Yeah.
that's something if that's the last super moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we're coming into the end of the year again. Like, who blinked? What happened?
Exactly. I was just thinking that this morning. It was like, what the heck? Because something had, oh, yeah, it was something projecting or already scheduling for December or something. And it was just December. I
December.
remember at the first of the year thinking, okay, we're at the first. And yeah, it's like, exactly, who blinked? Oh,
It's
it's.
crazy. Yeah, it's and here we are. Here we are. And we'll do that again in 2025. We'll be like, who blinked? But it always goes that way. But what a phenomenal year this has been, you know, with we were in Thailand, right? And
Yep.
then in Sedona, and some incredible energy this year coming in, and a lot of changes coming in, and a lot of expansion.
Yes.
So one of the messages today was, when I was doing my thing this morning, was that we are in an energy that is going to expand our minds to remember these lifetimes, whether they're here like past lives or alternative world lifetime.
Timelines or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, if you sit there and go, gosh, I wish that I could just remember what these lives were that I was in, we're going to get to that place where we're doing that like it's just like we're remembering yesterday. And it's kind of an interesting time.
Yes, yes.
But definitely, and, you know, and we're seeing a lot of that in like sessions where people are going into their current life
Yes.
and working on things from their current life because that's just how things are going. It's evolving so fast, you guys. And yeah, so I'm loving it because I'm seeing things expand in the sessions. I'm seeing things expand around me, in me, through me, whatever, you know, clients that are having extraordinary experiences. So we're just in a really cool time if we want to just be in that and be in the moment. And notice that in the screen, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but the blue in the sky is almost the same as my shirt. It's like,
Yeah, gorgeous.
look at this pretty sun. It's like off that direction is the actual sun setting, and it was a really gorgeous orange sky. So now it's getting more into the darker colors. But anyways, I sent my roommates out there, and they're gonna have to walk around in that in the dark. Yeah.
Oh,
They may make a, they may, what do they do that photo bomb? They may photo bomb this a little bit later.
that'd be fun.
So yeah, we'll get the and see if they
Yeah.
want to say hello. But anyways, so that's where I'm at. Do we want to get into who is where? Get
Yeah.
everybody's
Let's do that.
locations? Yeah.
Yes. I know Tiffany's still Googling stuff, but I am. I am. But let's do this. I can multitask, maybe.
okay. Ooh. Good at that.
Georgia, Florida, London, San Francisco, Canada, another Canada, another Florida, North Carolina. We have Arkansas, Norway, Australia, New York, Detroit, Malaysia, Tennessee, Mississippi,
Georgia, New Jersey, Miami Beach, California. We have another London, Australia, Victoria, Seattle,
That's close.
Spain,
That's not close, but woo, Spain.
everybody, woo.
Pennsylvania, yeah. New Mexico, Tennessee. Hello, Cat and Jack. Thank you for saying hello. Sarah from Vegas.
Hey, Sarah.
Michigan. We have some more Australia.
Australia's in the
India.
house.
Woo.
India.
Chicago. Idaho. Puerto Rico.
I suppose if
Utah.
I go woo-woo for Seattle, I gotta go woo-woo for Idaho too. So woo!
Okay.
Yeah, it's right. It's right near you.
Yeah.
Ohio.
So
Houston,
cool.
Texas.
I was gonna say,
Thank
where's
you.
Texas? There's got to
Oh,
be Texas. Next time,
goodness.
everybody's just gonna put Arkansas,
Yeah.
Texas, Oregon.
Yep.
And we'll be like, oh, they're all in ours. And even though you guys are in all over the world, you'll
You've
just
all
write
traveled to
that.
us.
Yeah. Because I'm over here doing the woo-woo for our states, but really it's woo-woo for everyone. Thank you for being.
Absolutely.
Is there more
Hey,
that
see where you
we
all
can learn?
are. See, you're everywhere. Isn't that amazing? Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, what do we know about the moon yet, Tiffany? Bam,
Oh.
bam, bam.
Oh.
Man, there's a lot. There's a lot. Hold on, hold on. Okay, so this is the Beaver Moon in Taurus is rooted in themes of preparation, culmination, grounding, and stability. It calls us to secure our foundations and focus on what truly sustains us, similar to beavers gathering supplies for winter.
Oh.
If you like that. I don't know if I like that, but it's cute.
What, gathering supplies for the winter?
Talking about the beavers, yeah, like beavers gathering supplies for winter. So I guess that's why it's called a beaver moon because, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, you're collecting things to go into hibernation. But I like the establishing, setting your foundations.
That's
Yeah.
good.
Okay.
Yeah,
Getting
because
you close to
we just came out of wonky energy, with all the
is
change.
that one done? Okay. The one that you said started on the third, how long does that go? Because I've been telling people about that, but I didn't remember how long it went, if you remember.
I think it was just for like 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
But on the 19th, we have Pluto going into Aquarius, and that's supposed to create a shift too, because Pluto was in Capricorn for 18 years. Now it's going into Aquarius. So we're going from an earth sign to an air sign. So it's kind of like the physical things of life to the mental things of life.
Okay. Also, I know it's air. Aquarius is air.
I think so. Does anybody want to
Well,
check
no,
that
that
for
is true.
themselves?
Yeah, because you want to think it's water because of,
Because
Aquarius.
it's,
But
yeah.
yeah, but and what I was getting was fluid, where Capricorn can be, it's solid, it's not stiff and rigid, but it's, like you're saying, earth, and that comes across to me as more solid. And Aquarius just felt fluid, so I wonder if there's some of that, those energies, a shift to be, maybe things will be a
Or
little
good.
as well. I mean,
Absolutely could be. And I did double check, it is there. But yeah, it's kind of funny because they were talking about how Pluto stays in a sign for so many years, and I'm Capricorn, it's been in Capricorn for 18 years, and then it's moving to Aquarius, and I have an Aquarius rising, and then after that it'll move into Pisces, and I'm a Pisces moon, and I'm like, those are my three top.
Yeah.
Like, I've never gotten out of Pluto. I hope that's a good thing.
Well, I would say I would think that it would you'd feel very at home because you're always in one of your signs, so
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I thought it'll be interesting because it's still going to be in one of my primary signs. So we'll see. We'll see what it does. But yeah, that age of Aquarius, all the change, and here we go. We're leaping into it. So.
So, okay, so if it was there for 18 years in Capricorn, so 18 years ago would have been 06 is when it shifted. I like to look at, okay, did we notice? Was there anything that we noticed when it shifted before?
Yeah.
And So I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah, I put those thoughts in the other day. I had so I was coming out of so I got a divorce 20 years ago. So 18 years ago, I would have finally been coming kind of out of that fog of depression and stuff, and did my dark night of the soul and all the things and trying to figure out my way in life again. And that's when that really started happening, was with, I was raising little bitties, and I think that's when I finally got a good job and things started to kind of change and shift for me. It was about 18 years ago.
Yeah, since you said all that, that brought everything back. That's when I moved into this house. And I finally
There you go.
was able to. It was like everything was stopping me. I was like walking through quicksand and trying to get things, and it was going through. I just come out of the hard time and I was trying to get back on my feet. And then and it was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And it was just like everything was just going super, super slow. And then all of a sudden, beginning of 2006, it all just happened. It just moved. I mean, I was doing other things, but it's interesting that, I was doing other things mentally and within myself, and I found my own causes of creating blockages,
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if that was a shift, and it's very similar to what you're saying. So that, yeah.
Right. So you guys do your math. What were you doing 18 years ago? What was going on? And then yeah, so Pluto's gonna be moving into Aquarius and hitting us somewhere in our charts there. So that's gonna probably create some more change in wherever it's hitting people in their charts. Yeah. Very cool. Are we ready for questions?
I think we are. Well,
Ooh.
first,
Oh.
Tracy, you have a seaside Oregon. I just wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Who's on Seaside?
Woo!
Carolina.
Carolina, I'm over here in your part of the world, Seaside, Oregon, right here. That's what you're seeing in the background.
Come on over.
Yes, she'll be walking around. She'll be waving at you in a minute. And go out on the beach and tell the girls to come in if they get cold. So, yeah, that's awesome. All right. Got a neighbor right here. Perfect. Okay, anything else on the moon, or do we have questions?
Oh, we can move on from the moon. Yeah, we have a couple questions, and they actually seem to be very similar. So let's see, I guess, if we can get through. This is from Lisa. Not sure if you've spoken about this before, but do we come back with the same romantic soulmate, or does it change between lifetimes?
Well, my first thought on that is you'll change roles. A lot of times you come back. My experience with QHHT is a lot of times in a past life they are also a romantic partner, but not always. Sometimes they're a parent, sometimes they're a child.
Or
So,
sibling, or just all kinds of things.
yeah. So it depends on what you wanted to learn, and so at sometimes the connections are very strong, and they design it to find each other each time as a romantic partner. But usually they kind of, it's kind of like all these roles are thrown into a hat and everybody draws one out and it's whatever you pick.
Yeah, I
Maybe it's
agree.
more sophisticated than that, but
And
but yeah.
sometimes you play games so that it's like, okay, let's put ourselves on opposite ends of the earth and see if we can find each other, just to see. And that's
Yep.
it. Because, our souls are eternal, and these lifetimes are blinks. They're just flashes. So it's not like, oh, I can't wait to be with you again. It's like, let's see what we can do here. Oh, let's try this now. Let's try this. Oh, gee, it's completely different. So put yourself in that cosmic
You're
perspective.
making me think of like the panic rooms where you go in and you have to find all the clues to get out. That's what we're doing. Yeah, we're in the
Good
panic
point. I
room.
love that.
Yeah. So, got to find your clues to find each
Gotta
other,
that you left
and
you yourself. Yeah, exactly.
exactly, they're all around you. Like, perfect. All right. Goddess Tiffany in the sky, what else do you have for us?
Is it possible for two people to live together in the same home, but one be in a 3D life and the other in 5D?
Yes.
Yeah. Go on. No.
And next. All right.
Yeah.
It absolutely can. And now here's the fun. I'm saying that was choice also. This is one of these things. It's like, let's see if we can do this. And what would that be like? But you're both having an influence on the other. So it's like, so just keep doing your thing, whichever one of you is whichever, I'm assuming you're the 5D one. So,
I'd
because
love
you're here. So.
if the 3D person was asking that question.
And so just keep
Myself,
doing
is it
you.
5D?
Just keep going. Exactly. Just be you. You are influencing, without even having to say a thing, and just and the other, and it's hard for us to tell. For us, we always say, oh, that's a 3D person. We really can't tell from this from where we are in this plane. They may look that way, but they may be playing their role for you so that you are growing.
Yeah.
So really, let's not pass judgment on anyone. We don't know where they are.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's so true too. I've seen it over and over again where somebody's been doing 3D all this time. And then, I mean, literally, I had a client last week that or no, it was Monday, and she literally looked up Dolores Cannon 4 days before we had our appointment, and it's like, and I just happened to have this spot and she took it. And it was just like, yeah, 4 days ago I Googled Dolores Cannon. I'm like, 4 days. And the stuff that she had already absorbed in those 4 days was pretty incredible. So, and I'm sure some of that had come in before that, but still. It's like a switch these days. It's like, okay, it's your turn to, you don't have to do 3D anymore. You can come back to 5D and hit the switch, and then all of a sudden they know more than you do. So, yeah, let them do it in their time. We don't, like you were saying, we don't know what their path is and why they chose to stay in that dimension. Maybe there's something else to experience, or
If they
maybe
even
trying to help
are,
them.
if they
If they
even
even are,
are,
yeah.
we don't. I mean,
That's our perception of them because
exactly.
they're not mirroring us. And so, yeah.
Yeah, but truly understand you're each playing a role for each other for purposes, for different reasons. And part of why they're doing their role may be for your growth so that you are doing what you're doing. But it just in that. In that, and this is natural as we're growing, it's like if somebody else doesn't look like they're growing or they're doing anything, we naturally make that assumption. Oh, you're in the 3D. Oh, I'm so sorry. That kind of thing. And it's like, we don't know. It
Well,
just let go.
here's another thing that happens to me all the time. Like I'll start talking to somebody and they go, "Oh, you know this author, right?" "No." "You know that author, right?" "No." Because these are authors that have written very enlightening books and that's the path they've been on, but it's not the path I've been on, and we're no different. It's like it might not be the thing that resonates for me or what star system I came from or what I came here to do, but it doesn't mean that because I don't know that author, I'm not 3D, or if they don't know my author, they're not in 5D. I said 3D, but 5D, you know what I mean? So yeah, so it's we're there's so many pathways out there that it's, you got your shamans, you've got your yoga people. Did I just say that, yoga people?
You did.
Is there a better way to say it? You got
Yo, I think
people,
they're called yogis.
yogis, you got your
Yogis.
yogis, you've got, thank you, Tiffany, goddess of the sky. I don't want to be politically incorrect here because I love all of you, but we all have fit in kind of a different strand of things, and we're all here teaching each other these incredible things. So, yeah, but we're taking different paths to get there.
Absolutely. And I loved your analogy of the, or your actual experience of the different authors. That's
Yeah.
perfect. Yeah. Just because, we don't listen to the same thing or watch the same thing or read the same thing does not mean we're in a different level
Yeah.
at all. Just do your thing. Just be you, do your thing, and just see what happens.
I know. So fun. So fun. Yeah. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Little giggly goddess in the sky, could you come through with another question?
Giggly
Why not? Let's see if she'll laugh now.
goddess. Ooh,
Yeah,
that one's
that's
so
my evil laugh.
giggly.
Yeah.
I also scared the cat, so
Uh-oh.
maybe we don't do
We do not
that
scare that cat. Do not.
again. I was like,
Oh,
that
I
was
wish I
like
could take
Evil Witch or
I
Cruella
wish I could
laugh.
take a picture because he looks like I just ripped him out of some like weird dimension. His hair is all frazzled. Okay.
Right then.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You guys could all just post a picture of what you think her cat looks like. Go Google scared cats and post a picture of what you think her cat looks like right now. I would love
Make sure they have the big black eye because that's what he does, and he does it really scary at
my God.
that point. Yeah, you don't mess around.
Goddess, this is from Sarah Smith. Goddess Tiffany. Let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment. Yeah. Do you have any specific instances of people being healed instantly or shortly thereafter from QHHT sessions?
Yeah. I mean, I think your mom's session that she talks about where the knee, the cartilage in the knee rebuilt
Yes.
itself in the session was the
In
most
the
incredible one I
class, that
think
was
I've
done in the
heard.
class. Yeah, and so that we have that we're witness, many of us are witnesses to it, despite being done in the class. But yeah, the cartilage was rebuilt, and it's amazing. The person, if you imagine she was scheduled for knee replacement, so you know what level the joint is at that point, and how much you can bend or not bend, and after the session, she was able to curl her legs up underneath her, cross-legged
Wow.
on the sofa. And it's like you don't do that with the knee that needs replacement. So,
Wow.
yeah. And I remember the cool line from that is, when mom was checking in on the higher self, because it's like, how's it going? What you doing? This like, oh, it's going fine. But this doing the impossible just takes a little longer. We got to focus here. So, it's just like it takes some focus. And I was like, that is so fun. It's like, they're not saying I can't do it. It's just it might take a little bit
Yeah.
doing the impossible because we are the ones that determine that it's impossible. So all healing can happen. Anything can be
Absolutely.
healed. It's take out of your mind all the limitations that are put on it by good-hearted people, well-intentioned people with limited, this is what we're raised with. This is this
Yeah, it's a
plane.
learned behavior. It's
It's
not
learned,
bad.
absolutely. Yeah, limitations is part of what we came in here to understand and to work around.
Yeah.
So we are constantly bombarded with limitations. So this is what we want to work with is how is that that's what that is, understanding that, realizing that, and that anything is possible. So in order to, in order to get past that limitation or around it, you must accept the belief that anything is possible, meaning this does not have to be this way.
Yeah.
I mean,
So
how many times?
if you guys have been watching the series on Gaia, the Journeys into the Soul with David Marsh, the one that I did with Sansi, and I want to say it's episode 19. I can't remember because I have two on there and I can't remember which one's which. But Sansi, that was her second session. So her first session that she had come in for cured her cancer. So, if you want to see somebody that's actually had that experience, go watch some of those episodes. And yeah, there was incredible healing. And her husband, who was the other session that I did, his knee, now that we're talking about knees, his knee in the session that I was that's actually being videotaped on Gaia there. That one, he wasn't able to run. He's a runner and he wasn't able to run because of his knee. And at the end of his session, he's been running ever since. So, yeah. So those are sessions with people that had instant healing in their sessions.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, see, it's it's all possible for it to be done. I mean, there's all these things behind it, you know, and it's a message, it's things like that, it's information, it's understanding that. So once you understand what it's trying to tell you, it can go away immediately. Absolutely. That's not the issue. Here is where the issue is if we stay with the same belief systems and the same thought patterns that we had before, then we will go right back into the same physical issues because those issues were just trying to tell you to shift your thinking and to do things differently and change your lifestyle, whatever it is. So if you go back into whatever you were that created this, then it will all come back. And so that's where people, well, it didn't stick. No, what happened was you went back to your what do we want to call it? Just your bad thinking.
A routine or a cycle or whatever. Yeah.
You're being
Yeah.
so nice. I wanted to say something, slam it. You're bad thinking. You're trash thinking. You know, going back to that, and you
Went into
expect.
your stinking thinking
Yeah.
again.
It's like you can't live in stinking thinking and expect to have pristine issues. You know?
Right.
Garbage in, garbage out. I mean, that's how it works, you know? So when you're in that kind of thought patterns, those belief systems that believe in limitations and believe in these things, you're not going to get miracles.
Yeah.
You got to believe this. And so that's where it changed. You have to change what's going on up here. And many times we will hear that the higher self's, I got to rewire the brain. That's what they're talking about. They're
That
rewiring this tape that's
does
going
happen
on
a
up
lot.
there. Yeah, that's saying, can't be done. No, don't believe in yourself. Wow, all these horrible things. That's all learned. Hey, Tracy, it's learned stuff. Those are old recordings we've been given, we've been hearing all our lives. Well,
I
who
want you to go back into
can
that
change them?
voice again.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, who is the one that can change that? Who's responsible for changing those recordings? The fairy godmother?
Oh my gosh, please. Yes.
That would be
No.
wonderful, but it's
No.
us. We're the only ones that can do that. We're the only ones that know what's even going on up there, one, and then two, have the ability to
I
change it.
wish I had special effects right now and I could pop a fairy godmother right up here.
My little, oh, that's a different one. My little pretty. That's a different. Oops. Slipping into my true identity, huh?
That's right. So I think the roommates came back, and one of the things that happens in this hotel room is when you go to wash your hands in the restroom, though it comes on like Niagara Falls. And I just heard her run the water, and I'm really curious because I was going to try and warn her, be careful, that water comes out really
They
so
know now. She knows now.
she knows now. I heard her. I heard her doing that. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that was like
So,
taking a shower.
and I've got to, okay, I'll be right back. I got to let Rocket in real quick.
Oh, good. Okay, Tiffany, you want to come in and talk to me and ask me a question?
So let's coin this stinking thinking, first of all. All right, questions. I think you could like this. Yeah. Princess Tiffany, I have a question. Thank you, JMD. Is the next step of our evolution going to be reality like a lucid dream where you can create things just by thinking, fly, and morph things with our mind?
We've already been in worlds like that. Are we heading back to the or towards that? Sure. Will we see that in the fifth dimension? I'm not so sure if the fifth dimension will have it, but I'm not an authority on it, that, I don't think any of us truly have a honest 100% answer, but I could tell you I feel like we're going to experience still a form of physical body. And that we will experience love differently because we're not going to have attachments and jealousies and all the things that come with those kinds of feelings. We're going to experience things differently. We are going, I think we'll start stepping into things like levitation and I already see people doing telepathy. That's amazing. And a lot of that stuff is opening up. So anything is possible. Anything is possible, but we have already done those things. And I think that the message I was saying earlier, where I was being told that the expansion is gonna, our minds are gonna expand to the point where we remember these lifetimes where we could do that, is what's going to help us like wake up like, oh yeah, I remember how to ride a bike. You know, it's going to be like that. You're going to be able to just do it, and then you'll be like, oh my gosh, when did I, how did I remember how to do that? You know, and you're going to like move that thing closer to you or turn the light off without getting out of bed or whatever those things are, you know. I know we don't have the clap on anymore. Now we have the Alexa thing, right? Turn off the lights. But you know, it's I'm so glad they don't have Alexa hooked up to this room right now. It went dark. That would have been awesome though, right? But anyways, yeah, I think that there's a lot of possibilities, and if we believe it, why not? Why not? We can have it all. Did you get enough of that question to chime in?
And one thing you said, there's like, we'll remember these things and we'll just do them. And what came in is like, and when you do it, it will feel totally natural. It won't be
Totally,
like,
yeah.
oh my gosh, look what I did. It'll be like, well, of course,
Yeah.
that kind of thing, because it is natural. It's a part of you and you're just remembering it. It's not a big stretch. The other thing I keep wanting to say, there's something that came to me this morning was, Kai and I were talking about timelines. Again, we're doing things on the timelines. And something that came in was that, let me see here. Because this was like, it's probably a message for me, because I remember, you know, it's like we know a lot of the mechanisms of changing timelines and how we are doing that, and it's your frequency and you're matching that frequency, and it's, and our thoughts and our beliefs are shifting us around and stuff like that, and that's always happening. And that's it. It's always happening. It's been happening for so long. What's different now is that we are aware. We're becoming consciously aware of the shifting. So there's little things that let us know. But what was important for me to understand was that, because I've been trying to maneuver within there, and it's like, okay, I'm shipped out of this, and it was like, you must first be aware, and that's where we're at right now. We're all becoming aware. So first be aware, then the maneuvering within it will happen, and it will all happen naturally. So I think it goes back to the same thing, is I feel like we're trying to push a lot of things. We're trying to, let's get there. Because we know it's available. We know it can be done. That's those little inklings. That's those little breadcrumbs we've left for ourselves. So we're trying
Yeah.
to push ourselves to it. And I think the message here is just allow it to be, allow it to come. It will come in exactly its right time. And when it does, it'll be very natural. It'll be like, well, of course, this is how it is. We're
Yeah.
not pushing it. So that was, because I've been doing that. I've been trying to maneuver within there. It's like, okay, think these thoughts and on and do all that. And I know it works, but it'll be much, much easier and simpler if we just understand it first, be aware of it, and then allow this part to come.
Yeah, I think I've had experiences like that too, where there's if I'm sitting there trying to do something, then I'm just like, okay, I'm doing something wrong because it's not working. And then there will be something else that I do, and I just put the thought out there naturally, and then it happens fairly quickly. And I'm like, oh, look, I just created and manifested that, but it feels different. It feels different if you really think about it when you're just doing that naturally. With, I mean, like every part of me just knows that's going to happen. Okay. And I put that out there and it's like, and it happens. And then this other thing, there's got to be somewhere in there where there's doubt or some sort of fear around it or something. And it just isn't quite the energetic match yet.
Yeah, I think that's that word try.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we try it.
Yeah, that means
Because
there's
we
doubt
never
in
can do it
front.
when we're trying.
What was it
So.
that, just a minute. Yoda. There
Yoda.
is no try, there is only do.
Right. What a smart little green man. Yeah, or being.
Actually, with there is no try. There is only do.
The title of this video, The Voices of Julia and the Laughter of Tiffany. It was more ho-ho-ho-ho-ho, like evil.
It was evil.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of not evil but beautiful and godlike Tiffany, or goddess like. Oh, hold on. We're gonna bring in some more wisdom to the room. How about that?
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna pull up some chairs here.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, girls. You're going to help us answer some questions.
Oh boy.
We're at the final part of the show. So we're going to get the girls in here. They're going to help us answer questions. So we got Marie and we got Nikki. Oh, look,
Are
I'm
they
the bully.
twins or are you guys twins? You must be twins.
They're not twins,
No.
no. No, that's sweet.
Then you have a mirror, right?
I
Are you playing with a camera? I mean,
know,
really?
right?
I mean, they're both in you're in the same color. I mean, it looks like from here, it looks like the same color. You guys look so much
No, they're
alike.
not even in the same color, although that does look a
Okay.
little green.
Yeah, in the here it
Okay.
looks like a
Well, that
green.
was worth it just to mess with Julia.
And you're really messing with me. So,
That's
very
cool.
cool.
Did the person from Seaside come out and find you guys and tell you you could come in? There's someone from Seaside watching.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully she's still watching.
She's here. Yeah, I hope
Or
so.
me. Yeah, I forgot if there was a name with that. Anyways, okay, so we're having Tiffany ask us a question. And let's put the girls to the test. Let's see what they
Bring it.
get
Bring
a
the
hard
hard
one,
hitting.
Tiffany. Get a hard one.
Oh, a hard one. Okay. Well, perfect. This is from Rebecca.
That
Goddess
already sounds
Tiffany, you're
difficult.
welcome, Rebecca. I know that you're welcome. Just curious about you ladies' perspective on mantis beans.
Well, this is so hard to not say anything.
I recalled a past life of being a mantis bean, and oh boy, it was full of joy, and I thought I was the funniest being in the universe. Also had a praying mantis on my arm while gardening today. Thanks, universe.
All right, who wants to handle that?
Not me.
You guys are, I mean, you're wearing green. Kind of a mantis
I
color.
had my experience with the mantis beings as they've come in to work on physical issues on my body in a handful of sessions with sore neck and shoulders and injuries, and they just come in and go to town. And I have a ton of them in my garden. They're laying eggs all over my place, on my back deck, on the fencing and the railings. And
Oh.
no, I love them. I invite them in, and they're all around all the time. And I'm
Yeah.
always super grateful to have them around.
Yes.
My experience with the mantis beings is that they help with telepathy. They help with our intuitive skills. They help us understand how to be an empath without taking on the world. And they definitely help with healing because they help us learn how to raise our vibration. And when we bring our vibration up, it no longer resonates with illness and aches and pains. So isn't that cool? Because if they're helping you with that, then you're just lifting yourself right out of it.
Getting taller.
Yeah, let's see.
We sit
I
up. We
am.
need that. Is that why they're so
We're more
tall?
bound to mantis beings.
That may be why they're so tall. So they just.
That's right. That could be it.
Yeah. You know, and that's
One.
interesting. And we may have had this discussion before, but that's interesting on the telepathy, because that vision I had where it was like a dream, you know, whatever. And it was the encounter with that big mantis being, and it was the eye that just completely mesmerized me and got me. And I'm wondering if that's what was we were communicating telepathically at that point, and
Oh,
that's
yeah.
that stuff going on.
I imagine. How cool. All right. Well
So
done, ladies. Nikki,
yeah.
you're going to have to answer first next time. Okay. So that's Nikki.
No mantis being insights.
No, I only know about praying mantises, and they eat their mate after. That's the extent of my knowledge on that. She's like, no.
Yeah, we don't want that. But
Okay.
I love this experience in the session, and the being is like, I am the funniest. What was that? The funniest being in the universe? That is so funny.
I thought I was the funniest being in the universe.
Yeah. Just by
Subjective.
saying
I'm
that, they
just kidding.
automatically are. All right. Hey, you don't
I
have
think
to
you're supposed to be
put yourself
highly
in.
intelligent. Is that also right? Highly
Very
intelligent.
intelligent, yeah. And yeah, some of the disclosure stuff that I've watched, the person I was watching talked about working with mantis and how intelligent they were. And my experience with them, it's funny to hear that this humorous part of them, because for me it's like they love us so much Like they're so they want us to succeed in such a great way that they can become kind of like that parent watching over you, like, okay, do it like this. No, like this, you know, and that's kind of been they seem a little bit more serious, but in a loving way, like guiding you versus ha ha ha, let's just play that off and try again. You know, they're kind of the they want their hands in and they like and the mantis beings, they were there with us in Ibiza, if you remember that. When we were leaving the Skywatch thing, we were getting a total energy of the mantis beings being around us, like to the point where we were getting chills. So
Yes.
that was really cool.
Yeah, that was a really, really, oh gosh, what point was that? Yeah, that was really interesting. Oh yeah, because some messages were coming in and we were getting things from different things, and so we were tapping in to go further, and that's when that came in. Yeah.
And
All
they
right.
were at the ecstatic dance.
Yes, that's right. We had what we had
Yes.
the
Yes.
praying mantis
No,
come
can
in.
you believe that in the room, in the dance, a praying mantis.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Though that was like if you didn't get it yet,
We're going to bang you over the head with it and put it right there.
now.
That was really cool. Yeah. All right, Tiffany, most wonderful and gracious up in the sky, because she's up there. I felt I needed to explain to them why I do that. What's our next question?
So, I don't know if I missed part of the question. I didn't see this question being posed. So, this is what we're going to play. We're going to play a fun game of
Ooh.
fill in the blanks.
Oh, okay. It can be whatever we want it to be, doesn't it?
Exactly. Dearest Tiffany, follow up on romantic soulmate question. That's the part that's missed. Okay. Fill in the blank. Is it possible that we play this game and meet them only for a few years in this lifetime, just for a different experience?
Yeah, it absolutely is possible. Whenever you put possible into anything, the answer is yes.
Yeah. Nikki?
Dang.
But
hear what you
sometimes we get our
say.
own answer when we are giving someone else an answer. So,
Brought into our lives for a certain lesson, and then when you achieve, gosh.
keep
You
going.
when you absorb everything that you're meant to learn, then you will outgrow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, move on
Move
something. It's like you've got other things to do, both of you. And so, yeah, that's where you might just part ways because you're done with your part together.
Yeah. Or there's another way to look at that too. As because we deal with that twin flame question on here all the time. If you're in that kind of a relationship and you feel like that's what you're in and you're working, if you're both working at it and you can both get that figured out, you might find that at the end of that, you become the divine unity versus going separate ways. So it can go many different ways. I've got two versions going on here, just from backstories.
Oh yeah, it's with I'm
We've
telling
all been in them, you know,
Oh,
we've all had
absolutely.
it. So, you know, it's some people are there for that reason, season, or lifetime. And, you know, what's our favorite saying? If it's meant to be, it will not pass you by. So do your best with whatever relationship you're in, soulmate, twin flame, karmic, whatever you think it is. And just do your best with it and learn what you came to learn from it. And everything that evolves from it is what you came to do.
Quit controlling.
Ah.
Well, I didn't hear that. What
Quit
was
controlling.
that? Ooh. Yeah.
Accept what is. Be in the moment. Let it flow.
Yeah.
Wise words. Wonder where
Wise
they've
woman.
come
We renamed Dark Night of the Soul today to
Did you say
the pain of
nightmare?
death.
Yeah.
The pain of
She was
death.
like, you know, that thing that's really dark and painful, like death. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, the dark side of the soul. Yeah.
The icky stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like you're in it.
I'm dredging the bottom.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Slow motion and quicksand.
it is. Yes. I feel like you need friends around you. Could we call in
Got my little fish.
Rocket?
Rocket came by a second, a little bit
Rocket.
ago.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Tiffany, we have time for another one, I think.
Yeah, I think
We
one
good?
more.
Okay.
So Desiree is very smart, and she understood that that question was in relation to the first question that was ever asked on the show. Thank you, Desiree. So based on the do we come back with the same romantic soulmate, or does it change between lifetimes? So that's what that the end. I just wanted to say, good job, Desiree. Thank you for paying attention and knowing what's going on, because obviously the moderator doesn't.
Well, the moderator needs a moderator, so that was perfect.
That's true. That is very true.
Takes a village.
Okay. This is from Carol. Sparkling Princess Tiffany. Healing wise, can my spinal fusion surgery be reversed, the metal rods and hooks removed, and my spine be healed and straightened?
Yes, but you've got to do a lot of shifting up here. I'll just tell you that. I mean, absolutely can't. Anything can happen. And we have seen that where, all that can be fixed. So whatever was caused, like that surgery that's being reversed is what you're talking about. But we've seen metal rods dissolved. And, so that absolutely is possible. It's do you think it's possible? That is really what it comes down to. Because if you like, oh my gosh, that'd be wonderful. It'd be wonderful. But I just don't know how it could happen. I just don't know. And see, that's where you're casting doubt on it. It's when you believe beyond any doubt and you know it can happen. Now you're in the frequency and the vibration of where that will be.
Yeah. Yep. And heal the reason it's there.
Why it
Yep.
happened in the first place. So the back issues have to do with, I don't know where it is in your back, and what it was working on, but many times issues in the back, that's your support system, but so many times it has to do with standing up to someone. And that's coming in pretty strong. So look at that. What are you trying to learn? I mean, what about that? Is there someone? It may have been, I mean, if it started early on and then it's progressing or it's been going on your whole life, then maybe that's been a pattern that you've had of not standing up for yourself. But if that's what you're trying to teach yourself, then learn, learn. And as you're learning that, start standing up for yourself and your back will start taking care of itself. It'll shift. You'll shift out the frequency of it needing to be in this manner. And then you will know that, yes, you don't need it anymore. And then it'll be gone. That's the body heals itself all the time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Wonderful thing. Okay, we're in the last couple minutes. So, do we want to talk about Asheville?
Yes, we have this our next retreat. We have them all over the world. Our next one will be in the US in Asheville, North Carolina. That'll be May, over the Memorial Day weekend, which is May 23rd to the 27th of next year. So excited about it. This guys, this is really, really rather than I feel like what's happening here is I think so many times we go to these, these retreats are fantastic. We go for what can I get from it? Let's have this wonderful experience and I want to XYZ. I feel like this one is. What can we do for this area? It's all of us coming in, sharing our love and our light to help this. This Asheville was really devastated by a hurricane, and they are rebounding beautifully. But it's just really this strong pull to go in and let's just be there. Let's be with them. Then we're going to have a bunch of activities. We're going to have a lot of things and fun things that we're doing and growing and expanding. But more than anything, I feel like let's give back. Let's give back to this area. Let's give them our light and our love.
Absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful trip and retreat. I go look at the itinerary on the website, uhtofficial.com. Go over
Yes.
there and look up the retreat. The itinerary is there. There's some videos from the other retreats that have been the QHHT retreats. Go check it out. See if that resonates for you.
Yeah, and then the very next month, Tracy and I will be on a cruise, and Tiffany will all be on a cruise around Iceland. Oh my gosh. So that will be fun, you know. So, because this is, have you
I'd
ever
be
been?
dancing, but I'm afraid I'd bump the girls out of the seat.
No, I mean, none of us have been to Iceland before. This is a bucket list. This, I'll just be honest, this is a bucket list thing for me. So I'm
Yeah,
excited
this
to go.
is going to be so fun, and it's exciting, and it's getting pretty full. So if you are thinking an Iceland cruise would be fun, Julia, myself, Trina, we're going to be doing 3 days of workshops, and then it's a 10-day cruise altogether. So, and we're going to
Okay.
have a day
Tiffany's gonna
together.
do her thing too.
The
We'll find
what?
it. Tiffany's gonna do her thing too.
And Tiffany's going to do her thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, and then we're going to have a day on shore together, and meals and different things. So come check it out. TracyMahan.com. You'll find the Iceland information there and how to get in contact with Trina to get more information. So perfect.
Quick
And
question. Do you have to be a practitioner to go to that Ashland retreat?
you do not. Asheville retreat. You do not.
Asheville, thank you.
Yeah. No, you do not. Anyone like-minded. We're looking for like-minded people. You do not need to be a practitioner at all. We'd love to have you. And we have a lot of non-practitioners there at our retreats. So very
Okay,
cool.
all
Thanks
things
for asking.
QHHT is at
Oh, yeah.
QHHTofficial.com. We're getting our get off of here, ladies. Quit chatting.
And if
Thank
somebody
you,
wants to
everybody.
become a practitioner, Tracy, and they want to get the course, what code would you possibly have that they could use?
What's that code? If you want to take the course to be a practitioner, use the magic is real as one word. The magic is real, and that'll get you 10% off your level one course. Perfect.
Very
Okay.
cool.
All right. Thank you,
Love you all.
Tiffany,
Yeah,
goddess.
thank you,
Thank
Tiff.
you,
Oh.
lady.
Thank you,
And now
everyone.
the games
Love you.
begin.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll see you next time.
Bye,
Bye.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.